Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Awake Days with Murph. Today's guest is somebody that I'm sure you will all recognize. So let me go ahead and give you the introduction. Please join me as I sit down for a few minutes with the incredibly sweet, incredibly talented, and incredibly inspiring Miss Kelly Sebald. You might recognize Kelly from her portrayal as Dr. Britt Westbourne on the ABC soap General Hospital. But what you may not know is that Kelly has been featured in several music videos for David Guetta, as well as having starred in several other projects. Kelly is, at least on Twitter, one of the sweetest people I've ever encountered, and I'm hoping that comes through in our chat. This should be a fun one. And I'm not seeing Achilles' number pop up. Right. I think we have her. Hold on a second. You're on with Days with Murph, caller.
Hello, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? This is Cody.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today.
Of course, of course.
Before we get into this, I wanted to tell you a sort of funny story. I know you're from Texas, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh. I was
actually talking with a friend of mine. I told him, I was like, dude, when you get two Southerners together, there's no telling what will come out of our mouths. There's absolutely no telling.
This is true. I think my Southern accent is going to come out more just with talking to you.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I was telling, I watch G8 with my mom, so I was telling my mom, I'm like, I think I detect a Southern accent.
It comes out every once in a while.
Yeah, I think I detected a Southern accent.
It's hard not to. It's something that will always stay with me. So.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that. And there's nothing like living in the South, is there?
No, it's. I loved my childhood and where I grew up. And when I was in it, I wanted to get out of it. You never appreciate what you have until you move away from it or you don't have it anymore. And now, being in Los Angeles for many years, I really appreciate my background and growing up in a small town, and so it was great.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I wanted to touch on before we get started with the questions or whatever is I remember I was tweeting with you when the Ravens and Patriots game was on, and you had I tweeted something out like my football prediction has come true, and I tweeted you. I was like, "Yep, the Harbaugh Bowl. I like it."
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, absolutely. Who's your pick to win it this year?
You know, I'm not really a fan of either team. Of course, my team didn't make it, but if I would have to say, I would probably go with the Ravens just because, you know, for Ray Lewis to end his career winning the Super
right.
Bowl, I think that would be pretty awesome. So
I'm gonna pick
the Ravens.
That's the same reason I'm going for the Ravens too. That's the exact same reason for a Ray
yeah,
Lewis.
I
want to see him go out a winner, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are rooting for him, so.
Yeah. I did have a couple
It'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. I did have a couple of fun questions for you that I wanted to ask you real quick.
Okay.
First of all, my three favorite Brit scenes ever. That was the oatmeal facial scene with you and Teresa. How fun was that to tape? Seriously.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. That was in the very beginning when, you know, Teresa and I both started together, and so, which was really great because this whole whirlwind of soaps and everything that comes along with that job, we both kind of like pulled each other up and we had each other's backs and we knew exactly
right.
what we were going through. When we shot that, it was just so much fun. She was like very kind of like, are you sure you wanted, like, because I was like, Teresa, just nail me, just give it to me, just do it. And like everyone was, you know, behind the camera watching, and we got it in one take, and she just threw it in my face, and I tried to hold as long as I could without breaking, and then I just started busting up laughing. It was so much fun. I would do it again. It was a lot of fun.
I bet. And that was one scene that really stood out to me that had me cracking up. I mean, as a fan, I was absolutely just cracking up at that, you know. And another scene that you were in, I think it was when Britt Burton, a person met Emma, and she was like, and Britt had just walked out the door with Patrick, and Emma turns to Sabrina and goes, I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't like her. How adorable is Brooklyn to work with?
Oh, my gosh. She's so beautiful. I mean, she is just a light every time she walks onto the set. And she just always has a smile on her face. It's impressive to watch her. I remember, you know, recently we shot some scenes together, and I kind of had like a brain fart and forgot where I was going with my dialogue, and she basically told me my lines. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so smart. And she's always prepared, and I mean, she's just so much fun. Her mom is awesome to work with, and she's just such sweet people. But I love it. She just giggles constantly, so it's really hard when you have to do something that's like dramatic or whatever, and you just see that little face. It's like, oh, you just want to eat.
I understand. A scene, I believe it was last week or so, that just broke my heart was Britt telling Maxie about the miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely just broke my heart right there.
Yeah, that was sad and tough to do, and you know, as much as my character is someone who kind of vocalizes her opinions and maybe not the most sensitive person when it comes to other people's feelings, she does have a side where she can empathize for people, especially when it comes to her work, because that's, you know, her passion that she takes very seriously. And it was a tough moment.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was nice to see a Brit actually being a human for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Has a lot of different layers, you know. She's not just a bitch, as people like to call me.
Right. And me personally, I love villains. And while we haven't yet seen Brit do anything villainous, I absolutely
uh-huh.
love villains, you know.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, she is definitely, she's not the hero, let's just say that. So,
right, right.
There's more things happening, and hopefully soon her story will come and people will kind of understand her. So
mm-hmm.
instead of just like, you know, this woman who's trying to get Patrick and is rude to Sabrina, you know, there's a lot more to her than
right.
just that. So.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask you, what drew you to a role of Brit?
Well, I have never done anything like her, like this character before. I've never, you know, played a doctor, first of all, and she's challenging because you rarely meet people who don't have some sort of guard up and are very just vocal with what they want. And not saying that she's right in all of her actions, but it's inspiring for me to just kind of, you know, be a person who isn't afraid to express her opinions more. And and the layers that she has, you know, it's the same with just people. When you have someone who has like a huge ego or has so much confidence, they're covering
mm-hmm.
something, you know. And it's the same with her. Like she is the way she is because of something that's happened to her. So the layers of that are very appealing for an actor. And it's just, you know, over time letting that come out and people see that. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for this year and what's going to come and the story of her being revealed.
Mm-hmm. I was searching through your IMDb, and
mm-hmm.
I noticed that you did a guest spot on Castle, one of my favorite shows ever.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like to work with Nathan and Stana?
Oh, they're so great. It was so fun. Nathan's hilarious, and he was such a gentleman. My last day of shooting,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he made it a point to come over and thank me for being there and gave me a hug
mm-hmm.
and was just a very genuine person and made me feel like I was part of, like, the team. Because sometimes with
mm-hmm.
guest spots, it's really difficult because you come into a situation where these people work with each other every day and they kind of create, like, a family union, and you're the kind of oddball out. And he was just very
yeah.
welcoming and making me feel like, you know, I was one of them. So it was
right.
it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun little role. So I liked
mm-hmm.
it.
And
I hope to
noticed,
go to the show again. That would be so much fun.
And I also noticed that this GH role is not your first time in daytime. In 2011, you starred for a few episodes on A Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I did. I think I did like 3 or 4, maybe. I don't really remember, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I always.
It's showing 3 right here. So
yeah,
so I don't
know. I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was involved in the race character, and I was kind of like a promiscuous little husky that came into town, and had some fun. For some reason, I always get those roles. It's like bad girl, starting trouble, mistresses
mm-hmm.
kind of characters. I don't know. I don't know what that's saying about me, but maybe I'm like living out a fantasy or something. I don't know.
Maybe. And I did have a couple of little fun kind of quirky questions for you if you're up for it.
Sure.
What's currently on your DVR and your iPod right now?
You know what? I'm like the worst TV person. I love TV and I DVR a lot of things, but I can't tell you the last time I actually sat on and watched. But I will say that I do know on my DVR is, I don't even know if it's even still, if the show's even on right now, but American Horror Story, I'm a huge fan of that show. So that is on my DVR. And on my iPod, one of my favorite bands is the XX, which I listen to very frequently. I'm a huge music person, so.
Oh, me too. I absolutely love music.
Yeah.
I'm a huge music fiend, you know. Any type of music, just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Music is amazing. It's.
Yeah, it is. And before we move on, I wanted to I'll let you know that that a picture you posted on Twitter touched my heart. I mean, it almost made me cry. It was a picture of this old woman in a wheelchair, and she was looking at her. At her, a shadow, and she was a ballerina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I've been in a wheelchair all my life, so that just really touched my heart right there.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that it did. That's kind of the point. Not only, you know, I use social media for, of course, to promote anything that I do. I also want to inspire people, and I think that that being able to interact with humans and affect people, I mean, that's one reason why I'm an actress, is because I want to take someone out of their reality for an hour and a half or however long it is and make them feel something different than what they're experiencing in their own life. And
right.
So I try to inspire, I try to like lift people up. You know, I think that we all have to, like a duty that we have as human beings, we have to do that because we all go through struggles and we all have our own issues and, you know, it's better to be positive and try to inspire. So I'm glad that touched you. That makes me feel really good.
It did. And like you said, and this goes back to a personal policy that I have. You will never hear a bad word about actors or anybody in the entertainment business come out of my mouth. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know how hard you guys work. I've been sitting on the same scale, but I took several acting classes in college, and I know how tough it is learning lines, getting everything, you know. So I respect you guys for that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I respect you guys for that a lot.
Thank you.
I have to ask this next question because if I don't, my best friend will kill me. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a tough question because a part of me wants to say, yes, I would go back and change some things, and then another part is, you know, saying no because I am where I am because of all my setbacks and successes and all of that. So it took me a very long time to just realize that, you know, everyone has their own journey and it's very easy to compare your success and where you're at in your career to other people. And I struggled with that for a long time because I wasn't where I wanted to be and other people around me were working more. And to just kind of accept and understand that, you know, I have my own things that I had to go through in order to prepare me for where I am right now and what I can give right now. And I think as an actor, it's so important to really experience life. And I definitely did that. And I have so many things to pull from my own life to bring to my characters. So I don't really know if I would change anything. Of course, I wish, you know, I would have been a little bit more focused early on and had the drive that I have now. But I was so young and just trying to find myself that, you know, it worked out how it was supposed to work out. So right. I'm just happy to be doing what I love and have people that appreciate my work. And you know, all I can do is continue on that road and hope that more and more things will come from the hard work that I've done, you know?
Right. Another question I had, what was the last song you bought on iTunes?
The last song I bought on iTunes was, he's actually a rapper called ASAP. So, yeah, I think I bought that yesterday. I don't know what song it is, but my girlfriend was telling me about him, so I checked out some of his music and I bought one of his songs.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Any what?
Any hidden talents besides acting, obviously.
Any other talents besides acting?
Any hidden talents that nobody knows about.
Oh, a hidden talent. Gosh. Do I have any hidden talents? Let's see. Well, I don't know if it's a hidden talent, but, like, I'm an athlete. I don't know if that's something, like, secretive or I'm trying to think. No, I mean, I'm a really good ping pong player. I'm sure there's something that I'm really good at that no one knows. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a lot of things that are hidden. So
if
I'm good at something, I definitely let people know it. I don't know about that.
Okay. Away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, when you're back in Texas, what is the real Kelly Thibault like?
Well, I would like to think, and hopefully my friends would vouch for me, that I am the same person in the industry as I am outside of the industry, and I am the same person that I have always been. But there is definitely, you know, a little bit of a shift when you do get involved in, you know, going to different events and parties and things like that, because you have to be somewhat professional. But I am a live out loud kind of person. I am a very, like, live in the moment, spontaneous person. I love adventure and I love to feel life and just to really connect with everything around me. But I'm just, you know, I'm a simple, like, just like to have fun kind of girl.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
We do have a caller on the line if you're up for a
sure.
Taking a call or two.
That would be awesome.
All right. 732, you're on.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Cody.
Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
It's Amanda.
Oh, hey, Amanda.
How
are
you? Good. Kelly, I want to thank you so much for following me. You surprised the crap out of me the other day. I always send you all those collages, but
I know, and I felt like I just needed to support you because you support me and the show that I'm on so much. So
thank you. I just had a couple comments. I come from a very multicultural living style. I didn't grow up in a very privileged area. I don't want to say the ghetto, but a very swagged out style. And I see that, like, the people you follow on Twitter and the music you kind of listen to and some of the pictures you tweet, you have a little, you have, for lack of a better word, you have swag. Thank you. Now, is that something I'm correct about, or am I seeing things?
You are so correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Because
I don't.
I know you. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Because I know people always get at you for the character you play, but I always separate the reality and the fiction of it. So I treat the actresses mm-hmm. and the characters very different. And when I always see you on there, I'm like, oh, my God, this girl, like, she has a little bit of me in her. Like I always
so
feel
funny.
A little awkward sometimes because I was always, like, the only white girl in the room or lack of a,
yeah.
like. So
yeah.
it's very interesting to me that I find someone on General Hospital, that show that I love, that has that I can connect to.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm the type of person, you know, I came from a very small town but was surrounded by all different types of people and all different cultures, and that's something that I love so much. You know, I can never live in an area where it's
Me too.
Predominantly one kind of race or just culture.
Yeah.
I'm a big, like, embracing culture because I feel like there's so many different people in the world and you can learn from so many different cultures and bring that into your own life. And I've just been blessed to have hung around some really cool people. And you know, I'm a tomboy, so I think that kind of has a little bit of an effect on it. But yeah, I've definitely hung out with a lot of different types of
yeah.
people.
I love the melting pot of it. I moved from New Jersey to Illinois last March, and I do live in a smaller town that is predominantly, you know,
mm-hmm.
one now, and it's so different, and it was such a big, that was the biggest change for me. Like, it gave me a whole different view set that certain things we can't help and really do exist when you don't live in a big city
mm-hmm.
or in a multicultural area, and it shocked the crap out of me because I was like, wow, people are still somewhat need to open up and be open-minded still.
No, definitely. I agree.
But your two-term Obama shirt killed me.
I know. I love my friend actually just surprised me with that shirt. I found a picture online, and I kind of posted it on Instagram, and then like a week later, he gave me this shirt that he had made, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So I represented it proudly.
Well, thank you, Cody, for taking my call. Thank you, Kelly, for coming on. And I hope to, because I know time's running out, I hope to chat with you more on Twitter.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And thank you so much for everything that you do and your support. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
a good
man.
Day.
Bye. We only have about 90 seconds left, so I wanted to thank you for coming on, and you have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come on. So.
Oh, thank you, Cody. It's been fun. I'm thank you for being persistent and trying to get me on. I'm sorry that it took so long, and you know. What you're doing is awesome, and thank you for all your support.
If nothing else, I'm a tireless worker. I'll say that much.
That's good. It's a good thing.
If nothing else. So I think I'll let you go, and I'll be talking with you on Twitter, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks again, Kelly. All right, bye.
Thanks, Cody. Bye.
Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with Kelly Thibault. And I hope to crap I said that last name right. If I didn't, Kelly can post at me on Twitter. So I think I'll go ahead and in this episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and